And you have to keep the name for 30 days. So it's like, why don't I just live up to CFA Queen? I like Chick-fil-A so much and it's my passion. So why not post Chick-fil-A content? And the people seem to like it, so I stuck with it.
Yeah, they seem to like it. And I understand that Chick-fil-A is pretty much your life.
Correct.
Where do you go for singing, dancing, comedy, lip syncing, and all around fun? No, I'm not talking about my co-host Jim Mann's house. I'm talking about TikTok. It has 800 million active users around the world, but you know who's not using it? Chick-fil-A. Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm joined by someone else who's not using TikTok. At least I assume so, Jim Mann.
What's TikTok?
It's the sound a clock makes.
Oh yeah, I use that all the time. No, I'm definitely not on TikTok. I was an early user of Facebook and Instagram, which shocks lots of people, but you can tell by the fact that my what do you call it, handle or whatever it is just Jim Mann. It's not Jim Mann 563 underscore unicorn or something. It's just Jim Mann because I was an early user. Thank you.
Look at you. But then you just kind of gave up. You're like, I don't need anything else. I'm not doing
That's
TikTok.
right. I get tired. The whole herd keeps moving on me, so I'm just sitting still.
Well, Jim, I checked out the Chick-fil-A corporate TikTok account, and they have 43,000 followers as of recording this podcast, but they have yet to post a single video. Isn't that interesting?
Well, they're waiting to get more people. That's all.
I wish I was as cool that I could like just create an account and have followers without any content. That's pretty sweet.
I don't do anything until I have at least 50,000 followers.
So you'll be waiting a while.
Yes.
Well, a couple of months ago, a TikTok influencer posted about Truett's Luau, which is, in case you don't know, the Hawaiian-themed Chick-fil-A restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia. And ever since then, this place has been flooded with business. It's complete craziness. Have you been there yet?
No, you know, when I think of Hawaii, Georgia just doesn't come to mind. So it's still messing with me. But no, I've not been there.
We definitely need to take a road trip. It sounds super cool. So Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, he created it at the age of 92. It opened in 2013. It's got a waterfall out front. Someone's usually playing a ukulele. The employees wear Hawaiian shirts and they pass out Lays. And then the menu is really special. Like instead of just regular waffle fries, they have sweet potato waffle fries.
What? That's like really healthy.
I know you would love it.
Yeah, and I love ukuleles too. I just might have to go there.
Yes, let's definitely put that on our calendar. And we also might meet this guy, the manager of Truett's Luau. He has become a little bit of a TikTok celebrity himself. Truett's Luau has over 50,000 followers on TikTok. Even though Chick-fil-A corporate doesn't use it, Truett's Luau does. And so the manager, he posts some really hilarious videos, including side-by-sides of him reacting to other people's videos, like this one posted by a car full of people, attractive young ladies who waited in line for hours to try Truett's Luau.
So, drove 2.5 hours for the Hawaiian themed Chick-fil-A, and the line's literally like at least 2 to 3 hours long.
Are we gonna wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For it,
this
and I
is
can make
25.
it, and I'm offering free help.
It would probably cost me.
We got here at 1:45. It's
Wow.
3:22. We can see where you order and see the building. Progress.
Yay!
We can say your
I
TikTok
see the man
famous.
from Truett Luau's TikTok celebrity sighting. He left before we got to speak. That's why I came here, honestly.
Separate
We're
all
so
of
close. Bill came out to be $81 to try like everything. So that's great. I'm gonna keep you posted. Currently have the drink, frosted wine, and the bubble tea. They're delicious. Everything is freaking delicious. Get the sweet potato fries.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It's adorable. I don't, that's a long time to wait for that. It must be amazing.
I know, I know. And 80, what did she say? $81 for their bill? That's an expensive fast food restaurant.
Yeah, but they tried everything, so
That's
that's not
true.
too bad.
That's true. So when are we going?
Thursday?
Okay, sounds good. We also need to have this guy from Truett's Luau on the show.
Okay, let me give him a call this afternoon.
Okay, awesome. But first, let's try to figure out this TikTok thing. I have the perfect person to help. Her name is Addie, but on TikTok, she's CFA Queen. When we come back, Addie will join us to talk about her Chick-fil-A themed TikTok videos.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's Kid Mask, all one word, or Adult Mask, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret, but I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Welcome back. We're joined by Addie Barron, also known as the CFA Queen.
I love that name. How did you come up with the CFA Queen, Addie? Why not Princess?
Well, actually, my original TikTok name was just Addie GB, and I just posted my own content. And then I posted a video. It was like, if you were to guess what my name is, what do I look like my name would be? So I changed it to CFA Queen so no one would be able to know. And then I was like, and you have to keep the name for 30 days. So I was like, why don't I just live up to CFA Queen? I like Chick-fil-A so much and it's my passion. So why not post Chick-fil-A content? And the people seem to like it. So I stuck with it.
Yeah, they seem to like it. And I understand that Chick-fil-A is pretty much your life.
Correct.
What does that mean? I mean, you work there. How long have you worked there?
I worked there since November of 2017. So 2 years, 9 months, and 3 days.
And it's also, you say, your hobby and your passion.
Yes, ma'am. I want to work at corporate one day. That's the goal. So we'll see when we get there.
Do you have kind of a plan of attack of how to make your dreams come true?
Well, right now I'm in school for hospitality with a minor in food and beverage management. And obviously I'm going to have to work my way up there. And I'm not sure. I may have to do something in between Chick-fil-A and corporate because I know you do have to have like a lot of experience. So,
well, I learned something really interesting watching one of your TikTok videos. Listen to this.
Fun fact about Chick-fil-A that you probably didn't know, part two. Our Chick-fil-A sauce is actually a mix of our barbecue sauce, ranch, and honey mustard.
Is that true? Chick-fil-A sauce is really a mix of barbecue, ranch, and honey mustard?
That's what the internet says. But a lot of my content ideas is like fun facts about Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A is pretty interesting. And I'm reading some books right now by Truett. I'm only on like chapter two, so I couldn't tell you much on that. But hopefully I can get some more fun facts from that because Truett was a pretty interesting dude.
I totally agree. I've been doing the same thing. He is a fascinating man. What else sticks out in your mind of like fun facts that you know about Chick-fil-A?
Gotcha. So the A in Chick-fil-A, as you'll hear from many of the commercials, is an A in quality. And then, like, Truett, his assistant always carried around an extra bag with him because he always gave away, like, his shoes and stuff if people needed it. So he always had to have extras with him because he was such a kind and generous guy, always giving. And honestly, I see that from Chick-fil-A now as we all often have, like, app reward giveaways every once in a while and everything. We still try to continue his love for giving of others to others.
You also shared a video of what your manager did with the dining room while it's closed during COVID. Yes. Can you tell us about that encouragement wall? It's so special.
Yeah, it's awesome. So since we do have the dining room closed, we can do whatever we want with the space we have. So my manager set up this encouragement wall. So each employee has a bag and anytime during the day, we can drop a encouragement note or just something that you appreciate about someone. And I just really love that because, you know, you don't know what a person's going through at home, so anyone could use some encouragement, you know? I love that.
Such a cute idea. And we were talking earlier about Truett's Luau and how they went viral on TikTok. Have you been there yet?
I have not, but I've known about it, like, before because it's been around since 2013. It's not a new thing.
Yeah, exactly. But it kind of is interesting how TikTok can be the one to bring things, make things popular.
Yeah, definitely. But I definitely want to go when I'm able to have the full experience, when I can go to the dining room and stuff. And around there, I'd probably tour corporate and stuff. My mom wants to make a girls' weekend when we go to all the Chick-fil-A's and, well, not all the Chick-fil-A's, but, you know, the theme ones.
Yeah, because there's the grill.
Corporate has a really special tour that you can go on. Have you ever been on that?
No, that's on our list, though.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
Yes, being red status, I think I get to go on a bunch of stuff.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, I am.
What do? You work the drive-thru?
I work everything. I'm just front of house general, so I do everything for bagging, milkshakes, anything and everything, except I don't work in the kitchen.
What's your favorite role?
I like to do ice cream and drinks. I don't know. I try to make them as fast as possible. I try to kind of like compete with myself and see how many I can get out there, you know?
Well, you seem like you are a rock star employee.
I appreciate that.
Addie, you also seem like you're always up for a good time. So let's play a little game we call Nugget of Truth. Sound good?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so you tell us three statements about your experiences working at Chick-fil-A, except one of them is going to be not true. And Jim and I are going to try to guess which one is made up. If you can fool us, we'll send you one of our Chick-fil-A t-shirts, brand new to the fan shop at chickfilapodcast.com. All right, hit us with your three.
All right, so before I started working at Chick-fil-A, I held on to my application for 4 months before I even turned it in. And my Chick-fil-A recently moved to a new building, a new location. And then I am actually a manager at my Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. What do you think, Jim?
The one near me just moved to another location. So that's very doable in my life. The application thing. I think number three is a lie.
And I'm going to go with number one being the lie, because I don't see how you could have held on to your application for 4 months. I feel like you're super passionate about it.
So the lie is, I am not a manager. I'm just a team member.
Oh, Jim, you got it.
I win. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the reason why I kept my application so long, because I was in band, so I was never available to work anyway, so I just held on to it.
Well, isn't it good you turned it in and you got the job? And
it was great, yes.
The old band excuse, I've used that before.
What instrument do you play?
Well, I was in high school, I was on drumline. I marched bass drum.
Ooh.
Very cool. Since you fooled me, I'll go ahead and send you one of our Chick-fil-A t-shirts, and maybe you can wear it in a TikTok video.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome.
Now, I always try to use my merch. I have so much merch from Chick-fil-A, so I'm able to use that within my TikToks.
Very cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, food for thought.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison in Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's about something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh, next. Kelly writes, "Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting." Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. "So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim, it's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as a reward for helping us out." That Allison, she's something, isn't she?
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfilapodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
All right, we're back, and now it's time for Food for Thought. Addie, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Uh-oh, let's see.
And you know personally how quick it is to go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, so what's your favorite sauce?
Good question. I like to mix sauces.
Ooh, fancy.
Honey Roasted Barbecue, my favorite.
Okay, if you can only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
The seasonal fall chicken tortilla soup.
Ooh, I've never tried that.
It's really good. I highly recommend.
What menu item have you never tried?
The Cobb salad.
Oh, okay. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have, and I have been the cow multiple times.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Let's go with Dan Cathy, CEO.
Oh, nice. Big dog. How many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Depending on how hungry I am, probably maybe 30.
Whoa. All right. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
I have just over 1,500. I'm only a silver member because I am always at work, so I get a free meal when I'm on break, so I don't pay for it.
Oh, that's a good alternative there. All right, Team Nugget or Team Strips?
Nuggets.
Nice. What's the craziest experimental Chick-fil-A item you've created?
Probably, I would say mac and cheese salad, where I get a spicy fillet, cut it up, put bacon in it, and just put it into mac and cheese.
Wow.
I like to be as experimental as I can, because sometimes I get tired of the same old original stuff, so I go out.
Good point. Well, here's one. This is going to be a big number. How many times do you say my pleasure during a shift?
Let's say 892 times. I like to mix it up some. I don't always say my pleasure. I mix it up between yes, ma'am, absolutely, of course, my pleasure, because obviously I like to mix things up.
When you're not working, do you respond my pleasure?
Oh, totally. All the time.
Wow. Well, hey, thanks for being with us today, Addie, and how can people connect with you?
Well, hit me up on TikTok, of course, CFA Queen, and I'm also on Instagram, CFA.Queen. And yeah, if you do find me on TikTok, comment on one of my posts saying you're from the podcast. I'd love to follow you back.
Awesome. Well, we need to get on that.
Yeah, we do.
We just got to figure it out first.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member like Addie would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.